Wonders of Water with Rick and Christy.
Your stories are sometimes just plain crazy.
And scary.
It can't be that hard, right?
It's easy.
It's easy.
Absolutely.
I don't even know how to respond to this.
We would have been much better off to not have done that.
I don't know that I could say that out loud.
Now here's Rick and Christy.
Hey, this is Rick.
And this is Christy. Thank you for listening to Wonders of Water podcast. So in this season, we're going to dive into the adventures and lessons learned from life's unexpected twists and turns. In today's episode, we're going to hear about an experience that Rick and I faced together as part of the planning and preparation for this podcast and our website. Last summer, Rick and I started having discussions around starting a podcast, starting a blog, and, you know, discussing what that might be, what that might look like. As part of the initial planning, right, wanted to get some of the brand photography started. So I had found a photographer, had been talking with her for about a month. Been planning the visit that she would have. She was coming out here from Denver. We're in Arizona, so it's a little bit of a flight there. But we had been planning. It was exciting, just kind of talking with her, sharing with her what our vision was, what we were hoping to accomplish. And so Rick and I started just planning for this trip, right? And we had planned for this to be about a day and a half. We were going to spend about, I think, an afternoon getting some evening shots in the beautiful sunsets in Arizona, and then spend the next day at the lake just kind of getting different shots with different toys. So as part of the planning and preparation, we decided, right, you're getting photos. You want to take the boat in, get it looking pretty.
We will say this a lot, but preparation is critical based on the fact that, you know, we had all this planned out and she'd been working on, you know, who was going to do it and all this stuff. So it'd been taking a while. So we wanted to make sure everything was right. So I took the boat actually in for maintenance. We did a lot of stuff. We actually got the boat polished. We got a new battery, had a couple other things on the dashboard that had not been working for a while. So got all those little things fixed.
The windows clean.
Yeah,
those boat windows.
It was looking almost like a brand new boat. It never looked that good since the day I bought it.
It hadn't, seriously.
And it was really exciting because we were really ready and excited to get this thing going.
We were. And it did, right? The boat looked amazing. It sparkled just with the polishing. So we got it all ready. The next morning, just planned really for the day, because we ended up, you know, we were planning to go in the afternoon. So we had packed up. It was probably 2 o'clock in the afternoon, about an hour drive to Canyon Lake is where we were going. So if you've ever been to Canyon Lake, it's gorgeous. Just a beautiful scenery. The drive is fantastic on really just any spring, fall day. Seriously, take just a drive to go to the lake. Windows down. It's amazing. But we were not in the spring or fall, by the way. This was late August, I think, mid late August. And it's hot and miserable in Arizona.
I think it was 116.
It was rough, right? And we're going. That's okay, right? We have longer days at that point in time. It's all going to work out, right? So we meet up with Kate, our photographer, at the last gas station, I believe, right before you go into Canyon Lake. And the reason for that is that when you're at Canyon Lake, you don't have cell service. So you're lucky if you can get cell service, you know, here and there, maybe around the marina, but you really have to meet up with somebody ahead of time. So we wanted to make sure we were, you know, in a good place. Again, the planning, the preparation to make sure that this was a good shoot. And so we meet up with her. She follows us down to the lake, and we planned for the next day. So the evening shoot, we were just planning to do with Rick and I and the boat. And then the plan was the next day. Actually, I think the plan was we weren't going to take the boat. We were just going to take the jet skis, and my brothers and sisters were going to come, and we were going to have maybe the paddle boards and kayak. So we get there. Rick, you are driving. You know, we get all prepared. We're at the dock getting everything ready before we lower the boat.
Yeah. And, you know, just introduction to the photographer, because I've actually never met her. You had been talking to her, I guess, over the phone or via text. You know, we get all of that set up. She's actually in the boat. We're backing down. Everything's good to go. Actually put the boat in the water and I come over and I was going to just take it over to the dock.
And this is because for whatever reason, and this is weird, I'm acknowledging this. I grew up, I drove the boat for my dad, like countless hours. And for whatever reason, as an adult, I have not driven a boat in so many years. I am very nervous now. So I don't drive the boat. So that's where, you know, Rick has to come in and help me out here.
So I was just going to jump in. We're going to take it over to the dock. I was going to take the truck back up, come back down, you know, head out for our evening with sunsets. Everything was looking great. So I jump in the boat, turn the key, and of course, absolutely dead. There was nothing. For those of you that have had dead batteries before, sometimes you'll get, you know, a clicking or, you know, maybe it'll kind of turn, but not enough to start. There was nothing. It was completely dead. I couldn't even understand what was happening. And I mentioned it because less than a week before, we had done the maintenance and just got a brand new battery. So
like brand new, less than a week old battery.
it was like newly purchased. So exactly this situation did not occur. So I actually had one of those battery jumpers. So it's the battery itself. It's not actually going to someone else's car, but it's just the battery. I hooked that up and let it charge for a little while. Tried it again. Still absolutely nothing. It was completely dead. And we mentioned before, it's also 116 degrees. So I'm sitting there in frustration.
Sweat dripping.
Absolutely just like beating sweat dripping down my face and trying not to swear and be upset because I have this photographer who I've never met before and telling her that we have all this experience in boating as this is occurring.
Seriously, though, I mean, I really just wonder what's going through her head. She's with complete strangers. Here we are, and there's like nothing. I don't know. It was embarrassing. Embarrassing, but maybe just kind of surreal.
and especially because we're telling her that we're doing, you know, a website and a podcast about boating. It was absolutely ridiculously embarrassing. So I was going to ask you, though, what was going through your mind, right? I mean, you had spent the last month of time corresponding, texting, talking with her. She actually had to fly out. And then here we were, and we couldn't get anything done.
Yeah, no, I think for me, I didn't know what to think. I tend to just have to process things. And so, I mean, here we are, we're sitting in the boat. I could do nothing. I know nothing about boats, for goodness sake. I couldn't even drive the boat to the dock if I wanted to. I could, I suppose, but I just didn't. But I couldn't do anything. I mean, I was completely reliant on you, and I knew you were helpless. I mean, we literally just took this to the shop, right? I mean, it looked pretty. It was useless. And so I think just going through my mind, I just didn't know, you know, were we going to get the pictures, right, that we wanted to have? I mean, obviously we would get some pictures, but not having the boat, I mean, you would be limited. This was taking time on top of it all, right? Like I knew, right, there's nothing we could do. So it's like, okay, that's a day wasted. Okay, fine. We still have tomorrow. Granted, we have jet skis, right? And so we could do something, but it was just like, it was a damper, right? And it was just like so many things going on in my head. I was trying to figure out like, what does tomorrow look like, right? I was past the point of today. How can we make this as good as possible for tomorrow? Because we paid, right? You're paying a lot of money. You only have so much time, right? So if we can't get anything, we've got to find out what our backup plan was. And so I think that ultimately, I mean, we're just trying to figure out what is it that we're going to do? Can we figure out what this problem is? And that.
Yeah. And I think that was also part of the issue was what was plan A at that point? Because, you know, I was frustrated where I wanted to take it back to the people that had worked on it. It was Saturday night. So they were already closed by the time we would get back and they weren't open the next day. And that was really our window to get anything done.
Definitely, right? It was just kind of like, all right, well, I guess we're packing things up. It just wasn't what I anticipated, right? Having that day look like, especially when I felt like we did everything to make sure that we were going to have a successful day. But Kate was fantastic. We took the boat home. Kate went back to her place. We actually met up for dinner that night, kind of had just like a fun time just hanging out, getting to know each other. So that night, I went to dinner. Yes, I went to dinner. You stayed home.
I was way too stressed and upset that basically the one thing that I was in charge of didn't work. So when we got home, I put the battery charger on the battery here while you went to dinner. Obviously, when you put it on there, it was dead. So it started charging, but I still didn't understand how it could be completely dead with being a new battery. What was shorting or, you know, what was the cause? I didn't really think that that was going to fix the issue. So I put it on there, and about hour, maybe 2 hours right before you got home, it got charged enough to where the lights actually on the dashboard, you could see them actually coming on. And I mentioned it before because that was the issue. There was a light that wasn't working. It's been probably years. They fixed that light. And what happened was the toggle switch for that light was actually in the on position. It was a brand new battery, but for about a week on this auxiliary light. And so it was a completely dead battery. So soon as there was enough power, I saw that light come on and I turned it off and continued to let the battery charge. I guess maybe right after you got home, the boat was able to start.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember I came home. We figured that out. You told me what had happened. And I think we ended up watching a movie outside in the boat while it was charging. I don't know how long you've had it charged for, but definitely made sure it was fully charged. I think you even did it overnight. I'm not even sure.
Yep, I did. Well, and of course, the other thing that was happening is it was just starting to rain. And I said, I didn't want that to be a problem and leave it charging and have it rained on. So that's why I wanted to stay out there.
We figure out our plan, right? So many new experiences, so many different things, especially when you're in a plan B mode. So we had already planned for the next day to meet up with a couple of my brothers and then one of my sisters and her two kids. So now Kate's familiar with, you know, the lake. She knows where to go. And instead of meeting at the gas station, we're going to meet at this scenic overlook. We meet up there. My brother Alan comes with me. We get to the scenic overlook. We get to meeting with Kate there, and then we head down to the lake. This time, though, because of what happened the night before, we decide to take the boat and the jet skis, pile in the paddleboard, the kayak, and just basically make it a day of everything. I think I mentioned it earlier, but this road to Canyon Lake, it is gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's just a windy road that in a car, it's fantastic. But I don't know that I had actually driven with the jet skis before.
And I think this is the first time.
I think this was my first time. And that road, it was completely stressful for me. My brother was with me, giving me a hard time, although he was telling me I was doing a great job. It was pretty crazy, right? So I'm stressed just from the drive, but we did a fantastic job. But whenever we go to the lake, right, we stop at the gas station, we fill up our toys, right, the boat, the jet skis, whatnot, make sure that we have enough gas. So then that way we're good to go. So we did that. One thing, I forgot to look at my truck to make sure that I was full. So my mind, again, I'm stressed, I'm doing my thing. We get to the scenic overlook and Alan, he looks over for whatever reason, I have no idea why. And he's like, you have, what did I have? Maybe like 8 miles? Yeah, 8 miles left with gas. I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't even know what to think at that point in time. All I know is like, I don't care right now. I'll deal with this later, right? Like, that's a later issue, right? We're lucky. We get down to the dock. We call or text my sister that's going to meet us up in, an hour or two. Ask her if she has like an extra like 5 gallons of gas that she could bring with her. Luckily, she hadn't left yet. She was able to at least like bring us 5 gallons we could get, you know, later. So we get on the dock, right? And not only was this my first time doing the trailer with the jet skis, I had never, like in my life, backed up a boat. In all my years of driving for my dad, he was so particular about that. Like that was his job. So I had never done that. So now, I mean, I think I'm too freaked out. I don't even think I did it, honestly. I think you did. I think I got to the point of like, we get to the place, we just park it, we get ready, everything's going well, right? Alan's helping us, like boat starts, it's all good. The jet skis, Kate and I get on a jet ski. I think you take us down. Like I couldn't even handle that.
Yeah, I think you like actually pulled it to get straight, but then just didn't even want to try.
No, yeah. There was too much going on for me that day. I couldn't handle failing, I think, at something so simple. But yeah, so we did. We got on the jet skis. You went, parked. I think Alan was in the boat at the dock. And then Kate and I were just running around, like playing around on the jet ski. So that was fine. So it was good. We had a fantastic day. I will say that Kate was fantastic. She is a fantastic photographer, a fantastic person.
And that was really early in the morning. So we basically had a full day. We went from, you know, sunrise to sundown to get all the different sunset pictures, sunrise pictures, all sorts of good stuff.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. And because we had the lake to ourselves, right, we got the good beach area, could just hang out, have fun with my sister, her kids, my brother, go around, do different things.
Got to kayak and paddleboard back
pretty,
there.
Pretty much like a normal day at the lake, except you get to have these fun pictures to kind of show what that was. What it didn't show was the stress that we went through just to make that happen. But fantastic. But you definitely, right, as we're talking about this, the unexpected things. And it's still unexpected, right? The next day, I'm running out of gas. Like, what the heck? What's wrong with me? Like, those little things that you don't even think of in the midst of that pressure and that. But what I will say is that, so we took those pictures, I want to say it was towards the end of August. And I think Kate had mentioned, right, we would get our pictures in 2 weeks. And that was right around the time that we were going to Lake Powell.
Yeah,
so
right.
Quite appropriately, you know, for this podcast, right, our website, we did get our proofs while we were on our Lake Powell trip. And I remember checking in, right, going to my email in the middle of the lake where you could periodically get spotty connection just to see if they came in. I saw that they did. So I just stayed out there one day for like a half hour just trying to download those pictures so I could come back and show you. It was fantastic. It was exciting. We're super excited about those photos that we have and definitely hoping one day, right, that we could maybe even have Kate on this and get her take.
Yeah, we can. Right? Yeah, she may be one of our guests.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd like to hear what she was thinking.
Oh, for sure. Right? Like, just I can imagine all of the different thoughts that I would have if that happened to me. So just a fun time. I think one thing as I look back, I know you had asked me earlier, you know, what was going on in my head. One of the things I had thought about, right, is just in my upbringing, the way in which my dad is about going to the lake, making sure that he is checking everything beforehand. Because when you're going to the lake, right, you don't have access to the things that you do down here. And I know you do too, right? Like going to Lake Powell, some of the stories, right, that we have to tell, it's about, you know, us and these things that happen, right? Even when you're planning. But I remember the night before we were supposed to meet up with Kate the night before. So we had all morning. I remember thinking that, oh, I should tell you, like, hey, we should start the boat. Just make sure that everything works. Then that wasn't me. That's not normally my thing. That's normally your thing. Normally my dad's thing. And so I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to be annoying. We just had the boat service. It's not a big deal. And so I didn't say anything, but I wish I did.
Well, I'm going to say 9 out of 10, but 10 out of 10 times I would do it myself because of preparation.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I didn't is because we had just taken it in. I was like, well, that's silly. I was like, well, less than 3 days ago, it just had a brand new battery put in. So it was useless for me to even do it, which obviously wasn't.
But, you know, hey, looking back, if you did, right, we wouldn't have such a funny story to tell. I mean, it's funny to us, but it was stressful at the time. I don't know. Maybe it's not stressful to other people, but it was like a big deal. So just all kinds of things. I think great times, right, that we look on this trip. Lessons learned. I always love to ask these things, right? in all of our stories that we have. What would you say is your lesson learned?
Yeah, well, and I was going to say, you just can't let it impact your trip. I've been with other people that have had, you know, certain things not go right, and they'll like cut their trip short or, you know, do something. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, we're here. Okay, let's make the best of it, whether it's using a jet ski or do something else, but it's never going to be perfect. It really isn't. Find a way to enjoy it and then, you know, make it work. This whole experience really leads right into our first season of Embrace the Journeys. And it's just funny to me that it's a story about prepping for this site.
It's our journey through this site. And this is like one of the first things.
It's the first thing that we experienced, which is the perfect lead in to where we're going to go in our first few episodes and how you can get through things and stories of life's twists and turns. But inevitably, it turns into a fun memory.
Yeah. I think in the end, we had a great time. We got some great pictures, brand pictures that you can definitely check out on our website and see it through a different lens.
For sure.
Follow us on Instagram at Home on the Water or visit us at homeonthewater.com.